Over the past decade, Czech society has seen a number of interesting changes and trends, as shown by preliminary results of the 2011 population census, which were released on Thursday. The figures show the country's population grew a little, mainly due to migration. Czechs are also more educated than they used to be, and many more of them live alone. If people's answers in the census are to be trusted, more people declared themselves to be Jedi Knights than Romanis. Jan Richter has the details about the latest Czech population census.
Some 15,000 people recorded their religion as Jedi, as part of an international movement that started some 10 years ago in the English-speaking world and has since also earned supporters in the Czech Republic. When commenting on the phenomenon, the head of the Czech Statistical Office, Stanislav Drápal, was careful not to completely dismiss this particular result of the 2011 population census, noting it is not up to statisticians to say what is and what is not a religion. But other results of the census perhaps shed more light on how the Czech society has changed since the previous census took place a decade ago. Sociologist Pavel Kučera from Prague's Charles University says one of the major ones has to do with changes to the structure of the population.
These numbers, they show some changes, especially in population structure. There are also some changes in population size, but they are not surprising, and Czech Republic, from long-term perspective, insufficient reproductive potential itself is growing. And this growth, of course, is mostly the result of migration.
According to the census, the number of foreigners living in the Czech Republic is up by more than 260% compared to the previous figures from 2001. Ukrainians form the largest minority in the country, with over 117,000 members, followed by Slovaks, Vietnamese, Russians, Germans and Poles. The total number of foreigners reached nearly 500,000. Over 6.7 million respondents declared themselves to be ethnic Czechs, and more than 520,000 said they were Moravian, up from the previous figure of 380,000. But more than 2.7 million people ignored the question altogether. Pavel Kučera believes this might have been caused by problems with terminology.
We have a lot of foreigners, and for example, in Russian or Ukrainian, nationalnost is something like citizenship. Yeah, it means that people could be relatively puzzled with these Czech terms, especially if they got Czech questionnaires. I don't know what is behind it. Czechs, in principle, are not, because according to the statistics, we should have at least 9 million Czechs. Why they are not answering, this is difficult to say. There could be also a big proportion of Romanism.
Only 13,500 people gave their ethnicity as Romani, which is between 10 and 20 times lower than their real numbers. The census also found that nearly half of adults living in the Czech Republic are single, 48% of men and 43% of women, and the phenomenon is not limited to large cities, but spread across the country. Czechs are also more educated than they used to be. Every second inhabitant has begun or completed a university course. Sociologist Pavel Kučera says this will have a far-reaching impact in the future.
We can see the massive shift in the increasing proportion, in principle, of people with a university education. And it will graduate, especially in the next decade. In the future, we have to expect the growth of proportion of people with higher education. And it will be growth of part of population with higher expectations from their jobs, employment, salaries, etc. in the future.
Despite the unexpected emergence of 15,000 Jedi Knights, the 2011 population census also confirmed the status of the Czech Republic as one of the world's most atheistic countries. Only 1.1 million people declared themselves as Roman Catholic, down from 2.7 million 10 years ago, while nearly half of the whole population is not affiliated with any religion at all.
Many thanks to Jan Richter. This is Radio Prague.